This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It is 6:41 with the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with Mike, Bo, Ali Mack, and Dylan. And Paolo Banchero and the Magic agreed to a 5-year rookie max $239 million extension.
Yeah, it's the cornerstone of their franchise. And they're, as it goes into right now, as it looks heading into next season, they're one of the top 3 to 4 teams in the East. And they're ahead of the Hawks by many people's count. And, you know, they threw in a player option for him. It's just, look, this is kind of like with the essential of going through the motions. They've identified the cornerstone of their franchise, and they have now locked him up. So nothing to see here.
I think that'll be a fun few games next year when you do run into the Magic when the Hawks do that, because obviously we've remade our team as well, and that's a good squad down there that we got dogged on in the playoffs.
Yeah,
to play in.
I still remember when he came out as a rookie, and they're playing in this like a. The league they have up in Seattle, like the Uncle Drew League or whatever it's called, and DeJounte Murray tries to punk him, and they've gone different ways since.
Yeah. They sure have.
I just want to say this about the Magic. They are opening their window, and they think their time is now. When you talk about the core of Paolo Banchero, Jalen Suggs, Franz Wagner, they got them all locked up for the next 5 years. They got Desmond Bain through the 28-29 season. So they are coming, and the Magic and Hawk battles moving forward are going to be very, very interesting to watch. And those could be some primetime matchups. So I wouldn't be surprised if there are a few Hawk-Magic primetime matchups we get this season. Those are going to be some good battles.
Well, the Clippers, Jazz, and Heat have agreed to a 3-team trade that's going to send Norman Powell to Miami, John Collins to Los Angeles, and Kevin Love, Kyle Anderson, and a 2027 Clippers second-round pick to the Jazz.
Yeah, John Collins on the move again. Sorry, John. I hate it for John Collins. I was a big John Collins fan. I hate that he's this kind of bounce on. He did not have a good stay. His second stay in the NBA was not so good.
Nah, and look, he wasn't terrible in Utah, I think, last year. I think he only played in like 40 games, I think it was last year. And he averaged 19 and 8. So he was solid. It's just that he had a hard time staying healthy, I think it was last year. So, look, I think the Clippers is a very interesting place for him because I think he'll be able to do more of what he excels at. Pick and roll, pick and pop, and we have to remember James Harden is a very, very good passer. We all know him for his step back three and his scoring ability, but when tasked with passing, James Harden can be a very good passer. Remember when he was the point guard, basically the point guard out there in Houston, and he had to kind of switch positions from shooting guard to point guard. He was really good, and so the pick and roll between James Harden and John Collins I think could be something to watch for out there in LA, and John Collins could have maybe a bit of resurgence out there as a, you know, as a lesser option, and so with not a lot of pressure on him out there to do much in LA besides pick and roll, pick and pop, I think it could be a good landing spot for him, so we'll see.
And the day we've been waiting for is here. Quarterback season 2 dropped at 3 a.m. this morning. Kirk Cousins is featured. So it could offer a different point of view on what was going on last season. Bo, you got up early, watched the first episode. Anything stand out to you so far?
Yeah, actually. I thought it was nice hearing Kirk talk about how he felt when he left Minnesota and that he really – that Minnesota made the decision for him. I just thought it was kind of interesting how he talked how he said it, you know, when they said – he goes, you know, if I could get more than 1 year, I didn't want to be year to year. And so he goes in, and when they came back and we got that offer, when they came back and said that, boom. I thought that was a pretty interesting part. There's another part I want to get to. I want Mike to comment on that part first. But there's another part after the first game that I and before the first game and then after that I thought was extremely interesting.
Yeah, I got through probably the first half of the first episode, and they did cover, you know, the Kirk Cousins kind of looming free agency. And I thought it was – it's interesting to put yourself back in – all of our shoes, honestly, but especially his when it comes to the free agency decision, because like you said, he's like, yeah, I look, you know, you made the decision to leave Minnesota. And he's like, no, I wanted to be in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. It just became clear that I would be playing on in a year-to-year situation, and I wanted to go somewhere with more long-term security. And then you fast forward to everything that's happened in the years since, and you're like, dude, that did not work out for you. And obviously I come at this from a different angle than most, because I've been in these locker rooms and I've seen these guys that are trying to do anything they can to extend their careers and do different things. And you know, there comes a point where it comes to a head with the organization or whatever else it may be. So I'm a little more friendly to Kirk than I think a lot of Falcons fans are, or a lot of guys in the media, because I get it, man. It's a tough situation. You put yourself in that mind frame. It's like, dude, I moved my whole family from Minnesota mm-hmm. down here, thinking that I had long-term security, and I didn't. And you guys went behind my back and drafted another quarterback, and it's just very insightful. And like I said, I only got through the first half of the first episode, but yeah, man, it's honestly tough to watch so far.
So what you probably didn't get to, not trying to be a spoiler for people, because I know that you haven't got a chance to see it, but it'll give you a chance to go back and watch it on your own and take out of it what you think, because – look, I'm not going to binge watch this. I'm going to watch like one episode. I watched one already. I'll watch one this afternoon, and then probably maybe one in the morning when I wake up if I have time. But I go back and look at it, and it's like they ask him. I'm not sure the time frame if it was during the preseason or right before the first game. But he's at home, he's in his lounge chair, and they're like, he's obviously got some kind of machine hooked up to him, getting some treatment. And they said, hey, what? How's the offense? Have you learned the offense? Is it any different than what you were in? And he goes, yeah. He goes, it is, but it's not. He said the thing that's different and it's given me trouble is there's so many motions, and as in sending guys in motion, right? Guys across the formation, receivers, etc. He said that he goes, a couple years ago, I started watching other teams like Mike McDaniels in Miami. He's using all these different motions. He's like, we have like 47 different motions. At any given time.
It's insane. It's an insane amount of motions.
Right?
Yes.
And then they play the first game. And they go to the play where Ross Dwelly goes in motion, and the snap hits him. And T.J. Watt recovers it. And Kirk, you know, it's funny because most guys, you're beep, beep, beep. And you hear, crap, crap, crap. Mm. And he's not cussing. And I think that was the word he said. Maybe he said shoot or something like that. But, you know, normally you're an F-bomb, right?
Yeah,
no,
yeah, exactly.
Not Kirk. And then he comes over, and he's going through it, and he's very frustrated. And he goes over to Dwell, and he's like, look, I've got to raise my foot, then send you. He goes, and I didn't do that. It's my mistake. I screwed that up. And we talked about that. You know, I think Arch talked about it. I don't know. And I can't remember exactly what was said about it. I go back, and I think I was like, pretty sure that's what we said. And you see that he totally screwed that up.
Yeah.
That's not about health. That's not about, you know, that was obviously when he was healthy, but he, for some reason, had troubles with getting the motions down. And I'm talking about sending guys in motion and when to do the mechanics of it, right? That's what you hear from that, though.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think one time.
Well,
I'm not going to sit here with a blanket statement and say that.
Hold on.
Whoa, let me finish. I'm not going to sit here with a blanket statement and say he messed up one. Then he took the blame for it. He fixed it going forward. I'm not going to say that's what ruined his season.
No, that's not what I'm saying. But that's not the only time we saw almost disaster or a disaster from a motion. We saw a couple other times where there was almost
a couple
one.
Close calls.
Yeah, but the fact it's just weird to me the fact that he had. I know that that's a lot to take in, but it's not like he just got to camp and realized it was a bunch of motion. When he signed the first day of free agency, once he came in and did his press conference, or maybe before, who knows? Hell, we got a tampering penalty against us. He clearly got the playbook and knew there was all those motions. I wonder why it was so hard for him to learn.
No, but you're making the assumption that the playbook was finished at that point and that all the motions were already put in. Remember, Zach Robinson's a first-year offensive coordinator. So he's also building his playbook. He's trying to mold the motions to what Dwayne Ledford wants to do in the run game. You don't know. He could have had five motions in at that point, and then you get there and go, oh, you know what? Rewind motion. Let's do one instead of going inside out. Let's go outside in. We'll call it rebock. We'll call it rebar. You know what I mean? You're constantly adding things. I would say that probably 10% of those were put in when he signed on the dotted line.
Okay. Well, it's just interesting that that's a thing that really gave him a lot of trouble so far that we've seen about the offense. And if you want more spoilers, I know Abe Gordon is live tweeting it apparently as he watches
good
it.
Good for him.
But that's all I've gotten so far. I mean, I got one episode in. I mean, you know, it dropped at 3 and we start at 6. So, I didn't have a lot of time.
A little bit of a time crunch there. Well, I know I can't wait to go home and watch it today. But it is really interesting to hear your two different perspectives on the Kirk Cousins situation. Hey, I've got further proof that our phones are absolutely listening to us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So yesterday, not a major deal, but I had a little bit of a migraine last night. And Grant, being the good husband he was, asked me if he could get me anything. Took some Excedrin, went to Doom Scroll on my phone. Sure enough.
Doom Scroll.
Sure enough, I went through a few videos on TikTok, and up came a video about the McDonald's migraine hack.
Mm.
Have you guys heard of this before?
No. I'm so interested.
I'm listening, though.
I am so excited about this. Apparently, if you have a migraine, you should go immediately to McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
Order yourself a Coke and fries, and your migraine will go away. I will let Dr. Myro, I believe that's how you say it, I'll let Dr. Myro explain how this works.
There's actually three reasons. For one, it's going to give you a dopamine hit that's going to make anyone feel better after anything. Two, a large Coke is going to have 85 milligrams of caffeine. And that is more caffeine than the leading medication for migraines, Excedrin Migraine. And if you didn't know, yes, caffeine can be a relief for a headache, especially a migraine. And three, those french fries are going to have a ton of salt, which is going to hydrate you just like an electrolyte tablet would. There's actually a fourth reason, and that is in some people, low blood sugar can provoke a migraine. Well, 140 grams of carbs is going to fix that real quick.
I'm having a little bit of issue with this.
Why?
I'm having a little bit of issues with this.
Not after you described it.
I'm so excited.
Okay, I'm excited too. And it's not, look, I'm not a picture of health, all right? But I have a couple of questions. How can this man in one breath say, you know what, get you a large Coke, it's got 85 milligrams of caffeine. And then he's like, the fries will hydrate you. Like, no, dude, the Coke is actively dehydrating you. So don't tell me about the Coke helping you out and then the fries because the salt is going to hydrate. Well, like, that Coke is draining you of hydration.
You could go with Diet Coke if you want to.
Yeah.
No, but you didn't listen to him. You clearly didn't listen.
You're off base here.
First off, I don't know about y'all, but whenever I was sick as a kid, my mom always took me to McDonald's on the way home. Because I got, like, you know, the fries was good if you had a sore throat. Mm-hmm. Good, the salt was good for your throat. But the caffeine in the Coke is hitting you, and caffeine is good for a couple of things. I've also been known, if you have like stuffy nose or whatever, caffeine will open opens your cavities up or whatever. So that's good. It hits you, boom, and then you get the comfort, not only the comfort of McDonald's fries, which are probably the best, but you get the salt, which does hydrate you. So this salt, caffeine, boom. You shot out of a cannon.
I don't like how all y'all are looking at me right now.
And then, too, Mike, it's not like you just stay on a strict diet of McDonald's, Coke, and fries. Obviously, you can do the other things. Like, you shouldn't just stop drinking water. It's just saying this is what you add in to help remedy a migraine. It's not the necessarily only thing you do. Obviously, you would want to keep drinking water, things like that. But this is just to help.
It's going to be an immediate hack. And it wasn't just a one-off video that I found on TikTok. Neurosurgeons, headache specialists, tons of TikTokers in the medical field were advocating this trick.
TikTok doctors.
Yes, TikTok.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm a little bit weary.
I'm surprised you're so curmudgeon on this.
Yeah,
well,
sorry about that.
Cody Franklin, who follows us, I'm pretty sure he's a doctor of some sort, said it's true, it works.
Yes, thank you, Cody.
Pretty sure he's a doctor.
Thank you, Cody. I did find an article.
Oh, man.
I did find an article that also has some healthier options to remedy your migraine. If you want those options, you can find that on the Morning Shift Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. But seriously, I feel a headache coming on. I'm going to have to run to McDonald's.
There you
go.
Hey, there you go.
Make it two, Utah.
You got a migraine too?
Give me two, Utah.
Give me a French fries and a Powerade.
I don't have a migraine, but can you just give me something else?
Well, coming up, you got to know your opponent before you face them. So we are breaking down the best pass rusher, the Falcons. Will face this year. We'll get into it with the Morning Shift next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.